Right, let's try again. Right. Well, we're going for it this time anyway. Let's do it. So let's just see if it lets us carry on. Welcome to Trafford Teasers, Season 2, Episode 3, with me in charge this week. Whoop, whoop. So hopefully everyone will get a bit of a fair airtime on the microphone. I am here with Joe, Ryan and Mickey. And we are here to go over last week's teaser, talk about the games, talk about our hot topic, and then have a little nod to this week's upcoming games, which are the international ones.
Qualification games.
Yep. So before we forget, last week's teaser.
Last week's teaser was, we carried on from the hat-tricks theme.
Yeah.
And obviously the quickest hat-trick was by the great Southampton player, Sadio Mane at the time. And there were another two Senegalese internationals that have scored a hat-trick in the Premier League. Mm. Who are they? Anybody got any ideas?
Did we have any answers on that?
We had. We'd Phil Mello.
Now what was
great,
his?
Great Newcastle supporter.
Yeah.
Big shout-out to Big Truck, his young son, Fraser, who's just got his first Allison kit.
Oh,
Phyllis disowned. If anyone's looking for a young,
I was going to say, someone
lad,
has to.
Up for adoption. But he went pure Newcastle and said, Demba Ba.
Yeah, superb. Papi Cissé, wasn't
he? I did wonder about Ba.
Demba Ba,
yeah. So
that the other one was a little bit of an old school player.
Yeah, oh. that was kind of my kind of thought process right. as well. But then, I'll be honest with you, I completely blanked, couldn't think of one. I was watching over the school holidays, Premier League U.
Oh God! Oh, take me back. What
and then I seen a certain player for Wigan.
Oh, gets better and better.
Score one goal, didn't score a hat trick.
Right, is it playing at the JJB Soccer Dome at the time? Was it?
And I said, might it be Mr. Henri Cameron?
Oh,
the only reason I would not have thought of him.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, so. Henri Cameron it was. Yeah, 2005.
Wow. There you go.
So there's your teaser done.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Obviously, we had the week off, didn't we, Shia, with the international... We had our international break.
Yeah, a little break.
Which we take on bank holiday Monday.
Yeah, bank holiday break.
Little podcast hiatus there, yeah. But...
Actually, Monday, Scott Stapleton turned up.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do know he's free at 5 on Monday.
Yeah. We should have done, like, a live...
Live from the Griffin,
yeah.
In Bowdoin.
Yeah.
£10.
I reckon Isla would have had some.
Nice little plate of food for a ton of that. Thanks.
Well. Yeah. So there you go.
Thanks to yours truly, Lord Griffin. Yeah.
Did you have bagel or chicken and chips?
Basically. This is turning into like the Great British Bake Off, isn't it? You basically get, for a tenner, you get a platter of food where you get a portion of chips, onion rings, and then you get to pick 2 out of 3. So I went for the old...
Yeah, the lamb kofters.
Kofters, that's what it was. Yeah. Kofters and the chicken gear. Yeah. Tremendous.
Yeah, you were impressed.
Sorry, I haven't got a...
Mm. No, honestly, don't worry. I'll just provide the live.
We've got no Virgil van Dijk to drop in there anyway.
It's all right, you'll get in soon. We probably do need to talk about Virgil, really, don't we?
We do indeed. So, the games this week.
Come on, Mickey.
I think I'm ready for you to choose where to start this week.
The gate off. Is it Alton here? Here we go.
Alton
here, mate.
It's a shame my top doesn't fit me at the minute. That's the only reason why I'm not
bit
wearing
Alton here.
Go on then, shall we kick
go
off?
Go on then.
Yeah, Burnley. Burnley, what about Burnley? Running Joe, hey, Burnley.
Yeah. Burnley.
No, to be honest, it was working, so I didn't get to see the first half, but I believe United were much better in the first half. But... Jan Vestergaard, who would have thought? I would have thought he'd got under the header, given his track form, track record, but fair cop to the boy. He generally had a good game as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, man, I love Hassan Sal. He's passionate, the full-time whistle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's whatnot. Really good to see, isn't it? It's what you want.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's just a reminder that you never know it's over till it's over. Mm, I mean, look how much it changed.
Wasn't impressed with United though, second. I genuinely
I put the scud on them a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
And yeah, since you said that.
But they should have won at Wolves. And even I'm saying after the Wolves game, yeah, all right, okay. And then Crystal Palace was just Stone Age football.
Stem it to sleep at.
Couldn't believe it. I really, really couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe the result. Couldn't believe the performance. Mm. I thought they were shooing. I thought they'd 3-0. Would have won easily.
Cumulative bust, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
Oh, that was it.
Killed the accumulators,
everything on United.
Mm. I think there was a few disappointing performances, wasn't there? I don't think Lingard wasn't great.
Never great.
How many has he been since he's got an assist or a goal?
December, not last year, the year before. Wow.
Unbelievable. And he's asked for it.
And he's still.
Maybe last year. There's definitely... There is that stat we were talking about where... I think he got maybe 4 goals and 2 assists within one December, and he's done nothing since,
which is mad.
It's like Santa.
And he's asked for number 7 jersey now that Alexis has gone.
Oh, has he?
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Can you imagine? There'd be an uproar.
Wow. That would be a travesty.
Yeah. Martial injured now. United are looking light going forward. Shame. I don't know.
I still think... James looks good, doesn't he? I mean, he's the one shining.
Whether it's beginner's luck or what, you kind of hope it's not.
He's saying he scored the same amount of goals as Alexis Sanchez now.
Probably.
I think that's a good move, getting him out, but it's a bit odd given you're paying so much money towards his weekly wage.
Look, I've been a Liverpool fan and haven't gone through a period of development and restructure. Obviously, before the current crop came through. You do need patience, and you do need to kind of weed out. Yeah. And your fans kind of need to sit and kind of go with the manager and say, right, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to have to write it out. And you just kind of hope that you hang about the top four and you might get a cup run. And then all of a sudden, you know, you've got a semi-decent season. I still think that United, defensively, and what they have, are probably better than Chelsea and Arsenal to get into that top four. And Arsenal's attack's brilliant, defensively horrendous.
Yeah.
And I do think that they will concede more than they'll score, unfortunately. Whereas United, I think, will...
They're strong at the back, aren't they?
With people like De Gea, who's, you know, worked your 12 points a season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with them for top four, but,
it's still just that sort of link, though, forward, isn't it? Like, even Maguire was coming forward quite a lot, and I just think he...
When he's your best playmaker, you got troubles.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
Like, you put so much pressure on Pogba.
Yeah.
I mean, Lingard's not going to do anything until it's Christmas time. Yeah.
December.
One Matt is brilliant, but I just don't know. I know he's a diminutive player, but seeing like Modric do it, Silva's done it. Can he play maybe a bit more central, deeper role kind of thing? Yeah. Get the team playing from there with McTominay and allow Pogba to push on a little bit more.
Yeah. Pogba needs someone to mop up for his lack of wanting to defend, I guess, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, fair play to Southampton. Definitely worth a point.
Yeah, probably
if they had a cap 11 men, could have went down and won it.
Yeah. I mean, that was the most baffling tackle I've seen. That was a
Oh, I don't know why it was. Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah.
I don't know.
Why would you do that when you're ready on a yellow? I don't know.
Mm. The pressure of Old Trafford, hey. It's a big place.
We're going to talk about the old Burnley and Mo Salah and Sadio Mane going out for dinner dates.
Don't worry about that. They're totally fine. Totally fine. Unbearable. It's 4 out of 4. Just move them along. Yeah. Dominant display. Bit of luck with the first goal, but never in doubt.
Sounds like Fabinho played really well.
He did. And Bobby.
Oh, was he?
Two boys were different class. We kind of out Burnley in terms, and we won a lot of second ball, which is what you have to do at Turf Moor. And that was really the difference.
Did Jurgen Klopp seriously think that was Trent Alexander's goal? Because in his interview, he looked really gutted and shocked that it wasn't his goal.
I don't know if he'd seen it the second time round, but the first time round, watching it on TV,
I
just thought it looped into the net. I really didn't think it. And it was only when the replay I seen it clip off wood.
Maybe if
he hadn't seen the replay, maybe, but yeah.
Goal's a goal, isn't it? He doesn't care.
Trent would prefer the assist anyway.
Start his competition.
Yeah, I've no interest in goals. I'll just have to assist. Yeah. So.
Who's got more assists out of him than Robbo then now?
Trent.
How many has he got? Do you know, roughly?
Roughly?
Got that?
Probably
Well, he was ahead at the end of last season, wasn't he? And he's probably...
Like, from a fresh... Is that his first assist of the season? Or?
No, he put the corner in last week for Matip's head up or something.
Norwich game as well.
Yeah, he'd won an Norwich game. So
Salah could have had a couple of extra assists, couldn't he, as well?
Yeah, it's fine. We're not worried about it.
No, they looked. Yeah.
Not worry about it.
Don't wind them up, Mickey. I have to go.
Time to Europe.
Yeah.
You can still. I can see the frustration on the bench. Like, you can see how much they want to score. Yeah. Not for them, but the fact that was a missed goal. Not that he didn't get the chance to score it.
Yeah. Best from three in Europe.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
And I do rate that City front three.
Yeah, easily.
Obviously, two of them always playing Sterling and Aguero, but it's a bit more open.
You've just got to have, Marnes, well, but it kind of shows, doesn't it? If you've got a few on form, you've got competition between each other. It's definitely not happening at United. We've got no competition on goal between our strikers.
Just a bit surprised. Greenwood's not sort of featured, like, maybe not from the start, but like a bit longer kind of thing. Like, he's been given sort of 10, 15 minutes, which I'm sure he sees him training week in, week out, but
you just kind of feel like you're fighting for your place, aren't you? Like, if you're scoring and you're pressing forward, then...
Well, that's what you want. I mean, like you say, it drives everybody on to be better.
Yeah.
Can see why Mo Salah didn't pass. He's thinking Bobby Duncan might get my spot in the team here if I
don't. Don't talk about him. Yeah. But the good news is, well, for speaking of clinical goal scorers, another two for Sergio Aguero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The game was over after a minute and a half. Yeah. Ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. 1-0 up after 90 seconds, right? See you later. Brighton, there's no point in you playing on anymore.
One of their live scores because Bet365 were down for communications. Really? Yeah, the cash out wasn't available. No, so I'll be moving to Sky Bet now, so I'm becoming a free agent. Any of the betting companies out there want to pick me up in the market?
No, City home and host. The only thing is the injury to Laporte. If he's out, especially having not replaced Kompany in the summer, that could cause a problem for them. It could, if teams can get the ball at them. But yeah, otherwise it was a decent day at the office for
them. Such a strange decision though from him. Yeah. Like, just in terms of where it was on the pitch.
Yeah,
it just didn't...
He was only after getting his first call up for France. And,
You
know. I know hindsight's a great thing, but like, do you not think Gary Cahill would have been like a nice little neat signing for someone like just for a year, free agent, bit of experience?
I still can't believe
he's won a Premier League.
Go.
He's won Champions League as well, isn't he, Gary Cahill?
Yeah.
Yeah, so great experience having a dressing room at 33. He's not going to demand to play every week. He's going to get decent.
He's done that at Crystal Palace. They're saying that, like, he only played a couple of games, but his influence in the training ground.
They've turned it around,
so they won at the weekend.
When he first started his game, was against you lot, wasn't it?
Yeah. Bit of a controversial moment at the end of that game with Palace and
I'm
baffled. What's the point in it? Oh, no, it's VR.
Well,
what's the point in it? He's claimed he's dived, he's got clipped, then he's got shoved in the back.
He's got, twice.
And he's shattered still on his feet, and then he's gone down and gone.
And he's literally
got his pass away.
Yeah. He's got straight back up. He hasn't claimed for a penalty.
Yeah.
He's straight back up looking where the ball's gone. Mental. Absolutely mental. If I was... Oh, there was near enough full scale riots in the Villa, and wasn't it? The cops had to come and
calm
the fans down. It was.
That's the problem, isn't it? If you introduce something that's supposed to regulate things like that and it doesn't, then it's going to make things worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, just defeats the purpose of having that. Because people then, that's what they expect, that you don't want those sorts of errors to be, or debates to be had, because that should just clear out.
And then speaking of our friend VAR in the Newcastle game. Where the ball's blatantly come off.
And
led to a goal. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Our pal VR didn't have a good weekend.
Yeah.
I think Newcastle were good for a point anyway. It was a good early start by Watford, but
You see Newcastle staying up? I mean, he's doing well at the minute, but I just think I don't think he's got the firepower. You feel if Jolity gets injured, bless him, Almiron, he's lovely, but he looks like he's won like a football icon. What I mean?
What was that movie?
That's what I was looking for. Santiago
from Mexico and goal.
Yeah, goal, that was it.
He got his big move to Real Madrid, didn't he? So.
What, from Newcastle as well?
But
he's not scoring goals, and
there was one chance at the weekend where it came, and obviously, honestly, his first touch went forward and like actually kick a ball. It was that bad. He was right in front of the goals, and it was just, you're not scoring, so.
It's like in front of the Gallagher end as well.
The Gallagher end,
So, I'm not sure if they'll stay up, but you never. I don't think they're really the team you write off this early.
No, definitely not. But you compare them to those that have come up, the Villas, the Sheffield United.
Sheffield United against Chelsea.
Look what they're doing.
I know.
Sat next to a guy who was basically on £45, thanks for coming. He was spending it on his missus and on him, drinks galore.
Yeah.
Said if Newcastle score, get another £30. Chinese was booked in for the next goal.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Chelsea, thanks for coming.
Kurt Zouma.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah.
I thought a 2-0 at half time, that was it, home and hose. But again, it's credit to Sheffield United because second time they've come back and scored late goals to get points. And that's what you need, because it's going to be dog eat dog. and every point's going to be super vital for them. So,
well, at the bottom and the top for Chelsea, you never know if they end up in a top four.
It's a funny fight. One, you know, you're 2-0 up, as you know, dangerous position to be.
Mm. I know about it, right?
Next goal kills you, and you go and concede first minute of the second half. I'd be losing the plot.
Oh, losing the plot. Come weekend, we've gone 2-0 up.
Manchester.
2 minutes of half time, 2-1. 2 minutes after half time, 3-1 up. Cushy. 10 minutes later, 3-2. Here we go again. 5 minutes later, 4-2. Come on, let's push on. Let's get the next goal. Let's let Mikhail enjoy Super Sunday. No, let's let the gaffer lose all his hair. Hello, Ryan. What's 5-4?
You're joking.
Oh, livid. Oh, my God. My head's still gone from it. My head is still gone from it. Honestly, God. Don't even come over. Honestly.
Did you have a goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, his distribution was unbelievable.
Oh my goodness.
Was he called Alison? Was it Alison in goal, as in your mates?
Yeah. What's she called Alison? Oh my goodness.
Bit slow there, sorry for
that. It's all right.
Not back to school yet.
Not quite.
Speaking of Super Sunday.
What a Super Sunday.
Yeah. Everton.
Just give a quick nod to Leicester City, who are just going about their business nicely.
Yeah.
Just getting that top six.
Just going about their business.
What a goal that was. That was an incredible goal.
Is he left-footed or right-footed, that one?
I can't think. But he was over, he just hit it first time. It was brilliant.
It was a great goal.
Obviously, what do you mean about guarding with the Messiah? You know what I mean? Just taking a few tips.
Brandy, tremendous. So, yeah, Super Sunday was good. Yeah. Plenty goals. Wolves.
Thoughts on the great man, the great centre midfielder that's coming to thrive, Arsenal, Granit Xhaka.
Captain. Oh my God.
It's hilarious.
If I was an Arsenal fan.
What, enjoyed the
was it seven?
Gary Neville commentating on it.
Seven fouls.
Yeah.
He's 100% correct. Yeah, he was
seven fouls. I don't know if he was booked on the seventh or if it was.
We had booking index for £85 to win. We needed one Arsenal booking to come in. Granit Xhaka, sick foul, down to booking. I mean, the penalty was a caution in itself.
What was he doing?
Nothing. Seventh foul. He's gonna book him for a foul.
Yeah.
Nothing. He then got the Greek lad. Yeah. Then got a caution for just a little bit of a melee, and then blown me down. 5 minutes later, Xhaka comes in and goes, "You know what? I might as well donate a tenner to the FA."
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Mm. How he's captain out. Oh.
I don't know.
Personally, I'd get rid of him. And I'd be more inclined to keep Torreira happy than Xhaka.
Yeah.
I don't see what he offers. Gambuzzi,
I love Mil. Yeah. Dad, one of my dad's favourite players he is.
But Xhaka, well, he was...
Got a call-up as well, didn't he?
Yeah, and he deserved it as well. Wonderful hair. Very jealous.
I just kept thinking it was David Luiz. I was like, that's not as
his. His locks are flowing a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah, Xhaka, when Unai Emery came in, him and Koscielny and... Ramsey and everyone else who's gone were like the captain pool, and now he's the only one that's kind of left apart from Ozil, who's not playing. But it was just
it was an absolute disaster. I don't know why you'd want that as your captain.
With him, Socrates and David Luiz.
Give it the Greek.
It's like it's
Socrates
like
the is not much better.
TNT, you know, when Wile E. Coyote would run around after the Roadrunner just trying to blow him up. That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
Just
it's a good thing that they've got. You know, decent forwards and
penalty or no penalty on Harry Kane?
No penalty.
No.
We'll discuss it further.
No penalty.
Probably. Jamie, continue.
Just cueing us in there.
That was a nice cue, right on time.
And just before we go, Wolves, rotate it.
Yeah.
No Moutinho, no Jota.
I think good saying, but
yeah.
I don't know if it was that much Willy of a surprise.
Willy Bolly a bit Western. Yeah.
But Charleston's always good for a goal, and I think it's quite nice to see Iwobi actually playing and scoring. Quite like him.
That's where we're at.
That is where we're at. So, teed up for the penalty chat, which is today's hot topic. So, it was off the back of a few, I guess, penalty dramas that have happened over the last couple of weeks. So, a few random VAR decisions, a few strikers playing for penalties, so we thought we'd just talk about that in a little bit more detail. So the best place to start, probably, as you said, is yesterday's. Kane obviously had one penalty that he scored and then one penalty that wasn't given right at the end. So, any opinions on obviously?
Don't think the Zaka one was a penalty.
You don't know.
No. When Socrates was stung.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. I think so. That was obviously the one that wasn't a penalty.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're talking a little bit off air beforehand about Harry Kane particularly and how he plays to try and get penalties.
He's got a form of doing it. He is quite smart as a centre forward for, you know, how he uses his body to get in front of defenders. And when he gets into the box, he anticipates the contact coming and tries to get his body across. I actually thought he was unlucky a couple of weeks ago with the Newcastle and the Newcastle one.
Yep.
Who was it? Lascelles kind of thin on him. And I think that the same body movement he used yesterday caused him not to get a penalty the last time. If he just would have left himself there, he probably would have got one.
Yep.
But he's got this lean over.
Trying
to lift got a little step into the defender, hasn't
it? Yeah.
You know,
part of me just thinks if you're in the last 30 seconds of a derby day away that you were winning, would you take the risk of maybe getting a penalty, or would you just try and get a shot?
Well, particularly when you're Harry Kane. Like, he's not shy in front of goal, so it's frustrating to watch.
Well, they just need to ban people. It's a one-game ban. It's not even...
Obviously, they bought that daft thing, and didn't it goes to a committee that basically there's three or four people sat on a committee. If you dive and get a penalty, but then the guy steps up and misses it, or one steps up and misses it, don't worry. Don't worry, because you've not benefited from it. Whereas if you score, you then get a one-match or three-match ban or something. Yeah. But that's a 93rd minute to get you in the semi-finals of a cup or get you 3 points. I'm sure your gaffer can probably do without you for a game or three.
Yeah.
If it's going to get you 3 points in a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. They just need to get a grip of it and go, hang on. If the referee's a bit dubious over something, he writes it down what minute, and then these people can earn the money and sit and watch these videos all day and decide what the sanctions should be.
Yeah.
There's one winner in a penalty, and it's always the goalie, because you never expect it to save it. And if you do, then
as
happy
long as
days.
As long as you keep your foot in the line.
Talking of goalies, you got goalkeeper for this year for the hockey ladies?
Goalkeeper.
What do we need promoting here?
You know, to be honest, mate, I think everyone's back, so it might actually be not a bad season.
Might get down for a little watch this season.
Yeah, might just be looking for
there watching on the side.
Vuvuzela.
assistant coach, mate. Assistant.
I need to buy a coat. We were talking a bit about, obviously, penalties. Part of what we're talking about is how much they can change a game, obviously, either positively or negatively. Does anyone have any opinions on how that upset affects the game?
I think if you're the striker that misses a penalty, then that's quite a big thing to get over, surely, psychologically. It obviously depends maybe at what point in the game it is, and, you know, how much time you've potentially got to make up. But I think probably a really recent example to talk about would be Pogba's miss. Apologies to talk about United again, and
having a good time.
Paul Pogba. Nice. But I think that whole debate of who's the penalty taker.
I can't believe another penalty.
How do you have two penalties? Is it up to them on the pitch to make that decision? I don't know.
I'll name a penalty taker before every game, and if he doesn't take the penalty, if we want a penalty, that person will think, I will not. You're not the penalty taker. This person is the person who's designated with that job.
So clearly they've agreed somehow, for whether that's because somebody threw their toys out the pram and wanted to be penalty taker, or whether that is actually that they were happy to have two. From what Solskjaer said at the end was they have two penalty takers and they're allowed to decide between them on the pitch. But then how much does that then affect Pogba's game for the rest of the game? I don't know. I mean, you would think that psychologically it would affect you, that you are going to be thinking about that, and it is a really clear missed chance. It was, you know, so I don't
know. Well, if you think of all our, all of our penalty chances we've had so far.
Could be sat on 9 points.
Yeah.
United.
Yeah, easily.
Sorry, 10 points if you take the mighty Southampton into account.
Yeah.
I think if you score that penalty, you go on and win
big
that.
Big time.
Win the game at Wolves and you win. Would have been drawing the game against Palace, was it?
You potentially are putting yourself in a completely different position to just for the whole team as well, you would have thought. And also, if you're the keeper that saved a penalty, that buoys you up, buoys your team up to maybe defend harder, because once you've conceded a penalty, you probably already think, oh, that's us back to level, or that's them winning. So when that penalty is saved, then for the opposition team, that's a massive boost. So yeah, I think
that's a big effect. As well, the rules are going, it is very much benefit the attacker.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe, I don't know. I've never been obviously in a position, high pressure, 65,000 people, but if you're getting paid 65,000
people. You've played Anfield before, haven't you? You've played Anfield. Yeah. Don't play that.
And missed the penalty.
But, in front of the cop end.
Yeah, no, yeah, fifth of the shit out too. But if you're getting paid that much, you should be able to near enough make a ball talk, never mind score from 12 yards. You know?
Well, if you look at how good Kane's penalty was, it was absolutely brilliant penalty. Pinpoint, but hard as well. That's what they were saying, wasn't it? It wasn't just like a accurate penalty. He really hits it. And that's obviously something he practices. If you are the penalty taker, that's what you should be able to do.
Yeah, well,
it's not like a penalty shootout where you're at your fifth, sixth.
Scoring a goal is obviously the hardest thing to do in football. So if you get an opportunity like a penalty kick, there should be no excuses.
We probably are going to see more, aren't we? Yeah. Because of the handball rule.
You've already got three in the first four games, so you should be ready for more for the rest of the season.
We must have. Have we got three or have we got four?
Have you had four?
I think have we not?
Yeah.
You didn't get one in the last game.
Yeah, you got one against Chelsea.
I know you used to get every game, but come on, Chelsea.
But yeah.
So we only missed two then? We missed
two
one
out
each.
Three.
So the psychological effect Rashford, though, that's what everyone's talking about, aren't it? The hype of, like you say, affects the next penalty taker. Like, so when Rashford, I honestly thought Rashford was going to score and me accumulate, was going to say, you've got a decent cash out now, but...
Mm. You need to have someone like Mark Noble, who doesn't practice penalties, who just goes up and hits it on instinct, kind of speak.
Yeah.
And he's got a great record. He doesn't think too much about it, just runs up.
Well, you almost want somebody that's got that kind of... quite solid head on their shoulders, because Kane, you know, he is a striker and he thinks that way, but actually takes a very clinical penalty. But like, put James Milner on the penalty spot, and I don't feel that nervous. I generally feel like he's going
to
score.
It's kind of like what I was saying to Kev a while back, was when Gerrard was taking the penalty, you knew it was a goal. You didn't even have to worry about it. On the rare occasion he did miss one, it was like Milner was like that as well. That once he was going up, you're saying, this is...
But that's what you want. That's what you want in your penalty taker. You don't want somebody who's going to be flashy and do a stupid run-up and anything like that.
Who might that be?
Yeah, I don't know. Pogba. You just want somebody that you don't worry about them.
Yeah.
You've always got that fluky one where the keeper gets a fingertip to it or, you know, something. Mm. But that's unusual. It should be a given that, like you say, that's your goal.
Yeah.
And the consistency of the... decisions has to be, I don't know.
Well, you look at Everton, how many years ago when Leighton Baines was their penalty taker. Yeah. Like,
what a boy.
He was the best person on the pitch to take it. He took it.
Makes
no sense to be a left back.
Going back to United, Dennis Irwin used to take it.
Dennis Irwin, what a game to watch.
You've just got to pick someone that is just going to smash it. Mm.
Yeah, and you don't want to feel anxious about it, and you want to know it's that person. Well, we were talking a bit about Thierry Henry always used to take them, unless he'd won it, which I didn't actually realise was the thing. Which
Robert Perez would take them then if Henry won
and
the
pass it to, and then pass it to Henry.
So you can handball it in.
Too soon, John.
It'll always be too soon. But I just think you've got to have that, and then that person, that's part of their training. They, you know, if they are going to practice it, they practice it, and if not, then... they have to be somebody that's confident enough that they can just...
Psychology has become a massive thing, hasn't it? Where on Sky it shows where they've missed, where they've hit it, where they've saved and all that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's become...
The keepers have it on the water bottle as well, like the map of where the penalties went. So if you go and see them check the water, right, it's gone there. So
maybe that's what United are going for. They're having 11 penalty takers on the pitch.
Can't fit it all on the water bottle this time.
There's a phase where literally, if you went top bins... literally, this come into fashion like what 18 months ago. You scored, No keepers are gonna dive, there, are they?
Yeah,
they're gonna go that comfortable height. And I just think,
however, I do reckon Wan-Bissaka's leg could reach up there. What a man for a tackle!
He's a gymnast.
What a man for a tackle.
He is a gymnast. Is there anything else anyone thinks of penalties or wants to talk about? Do we want to talk about VAR and the impact that has on penalties, or is that something we've
exhausted? You're definitely going to get... There's just going to be so many more. That's going to be the biggest thing, and that's probably how teams are going to have to change.
What surprised me is like the whole European VAR compared to like the English Premier League VAR. Mm. Seems the referees in Europe are more what's the word? We'll go over and basically check the monitor if there's a little bit of in the rear, bit of indecision. Whereas it seems like in England they're getting basically told don't go anywhere near that monitor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like could help sell the decisions a little bit more. That I've been to check. Yeah. Not giving it, or I've been to check, that's a penalty.
Yeah.
Not really seen anything overturned other than this handball in the box. And
I think the fact that we don't hear the communication does make a big difference. Obviously, it won't make any difference for the fans in the stadium. But when you're watching on the telly, you've no idea what is being discussed between the two. So if you had that kind of dialogue, actually, it would help to...
Works in cricket and rugby, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Love it in the cricket. Yeah. You know what I mean? You saw it in the Ashes lately.
It's a nice side for the referee, though, when somebody just goes... There's nothing the player can say to
Definitely.
Them,
so, yeah. But it is crazy. I mean, it's more VAR than penalties, but that last Arsenal goal yesterday, you can see them drawing the line. It's like, why are you drawing a line? Like, you can tell that he's offside.
It's like, what I like about him. Remember, heart attack.
Get your paint out. So you're just doing that. You're straight.
It looks so unprofessional. Yeah. Like the person with it, it's almost like he's got no respect. It's like arthritis because he's constantly moving. It's like constantly moving. Do you know what I mean?
That's the frustrating thing, though. Yeah. If you look at the technology that Sky Sports and BT Sport have, and
Jamie
it's so much
can
better.
Draw a better line.
Well, it's just like
TV.
Taps it, doesn't it? And the line comes up, and it's why is it not that?
There's
that
some
easy?
Person in a studio go into that person's shoulder and then trying to draw a straight line. Is there no technology just to go? Yeah. That's the point. Bang.
Yeah,
we've got
definitely
our smartboard in school. You can draw a straight line. Just pick a point, word to where, and it just comes.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not that difficult.
We could be here forever.
Just very briefly before we move on from Sky Sports punditry. Did anybody see Jose Mourinho's debut?
Oh yeah,
no, he was on
yesterday. Thought he was quite good.
He smiled.
Yeah,
amazing.
He was charismatic.
He had the insight that if you are a happy manager, you have a happy team, which I thought was quite amazing. Very profound.
Yeah.
So I actually thought it was quite good.
You've got to learn somewhere, haven't you? Hey.
Yeah, very true.
Got to learn somewhere. Maybe that's him saying I didn't know, but I just couldn't be happy.
It's fair. He's called out so much right stuff now.
It kind of makes you realise what a professional he was at the time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To not say anything.
Luke Shaw, he's like, the first one, that Chelsea game, he's like, Harry Maguire's going to have to get used to covering him. Blow me down. Two games later, Luke Shaw goes for a sprint, which I watched like, Worthy, Robbo and Dill. Dill's birthday, and we're like, Luke Shaw's just been for a sprint, and then 20 seconds, he's Luke Shaw injured with his hamstring.
Yeah, he's
and it's just like, can't
it
just shows you the insights or what Jose Mourinho's really got about that dressing room in terms of fitness levels and mentality.
I think it's just the way he comes across, isn't it?
Definitely.
You know, he could have been different as the manager, but I think he actually came across quite well as a pundit.
You can see why he got Ibrahimovic in now, because the guy will score goals, whereas like, I think Solskjaer's finding it hard now. I've put the faith in Martial and Rashford, and you're not as maybe clinical as, well, you might get...
Yep. We should never have got rid of him. Should have kept
Love
him.
Love Zlatan.
Yeah, if anyone's going to get better
just
from
just for entertainment as
well. Kaku's
2-from-2 now in Serie A.
Definitely. But yeah, I think you're right. I think Mourinho came at a funny time for him rather than a funny time for United, because it was off the back of all of his previous dealings with Chelsea and the wars that happened there. So I think he possibly did have less license to be in control of things. But
absolutely.
Yeah. But no one will ever be happy, hey?
No.
So Fergie comes back eventually. When he gets fed up of watching from the sidelines.
Class of 92, isn't it?
Definitely. So, moving on, we are just going to have a little nod towards the internationals that are coming up. Does anyone have any particular ones that they want to talk about?
Who've Ireland got, right?
Ireland has...
Scotland have got Russia
on
Friday. What day are Ireland playing?
Anything decent on Friday night?
Yeah, Scotland are on Friday night. England are on Saturday at 5.
I don't mind Scotland are
What's Ireland his name? Are playing Switzerland. What's his name? Anyway.
Who's the new manager of Scotland?
Steve Clarke.
Steve Clarke's the one.
I don't know where.
Kilmarnock had a Western supermare since he's gone.
Let's see, there's not, I mean, let's be honest, there's nothing hugely jumping out.
No.
They're all
England, Bulgaria, Serbia, Portugal.
England on Friday night?
No, England at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh.
It was a Sunday
live, at, live on the broad, at the Broadheath Central Club. Drinks, promotions, food after the game.
Do a good smear of ice there.
Yeah, I'm off the booze now. Off the booze now. I'm in school. Yeah.
What?
The most I can hope for is a little lemonade with a bit of blackcurrant.
No, that's all right.
Spain have got the mighty Faroe Islands.
Yeah,
there's not many big clashes, is there?
No, I mean, really, it's not.
Is it
tend to switch off. Yeah. Save my online bank, online betting account as well.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Save a few quid.
I wouldn't waste on any of these.
I think the most exciting is a Doncaster Rotherham League One.
Wow, what a derby.
Local derby. Yeah.
Tammy, you want it?
Yorkshire, huh?
Tammy, you want it? Salisbury.
We are
Dugout's done.
3 o'clock kickoff at home to Goldsborne.
Can we have a watch of that?
Down in Salisbury. Come support Central.
I mean, it's probably better than all the international games they're on, let's be honest. Scotland, Belgium, that's the only good one I can find, obviously. Brilliant. Because I'm Scottish.
Brilliant. Sorry to all our legions of listeners. That's, the international just don't do it.
That's Monday night, so I mean we're not going to watch
I've
that.
Got women's internationals as well.
Yeah,
some of them are a joke. I'm not being funny. 10-0. I watched
USA Portugal.
I saw a set of fixtures. Shah, and literally the favourites won, and they'd scored like 7 or 8 goals, and it was like 7-8-0-2.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just not because these women are Mickey, a league ahead.
Yeah. Give us a teaser, mate. Get us out of our misery and give us a teaser.
Yeah, come
teaser.
On.
Yeah. Right, this is a long one, and we're all going to have to get involved in this. Mm. And it's a nice little one to end the hat tricks theme because obviously hat tricks come in.
Threes.
Oh, there we go. Did I have that moving lips there, Shah? You know what I mean? Little circus out there. obviously, the theme's been the Senegalese scorers of hat tricks in the Premier League. But can you name different African nations of hat tricks of scorers?
Oh.
Oh.
Right.
So there's plenty of them.
Yeah. So you could say Demba Ba, Senegal. That's one.
Yeah. So if you can name the players in particular, fantastic. Yeah, yeah. But can you name the African?
Yeah, well, there's a few jump out straight away.
There is, but we'll leave them to the listeners.
Are we looking for how many countries? So you might have a couple of lads from, like we had with.
Yeah, so Senegal. Boys.
Yeah.
Once we've got one Senegal, that's fine. We don't need.
Yeah, you don't need to go on a whole list. You can maybe just.
If you know someone from Burkina Faso, you only need one Burkina Faso.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better get everybody's maps out to check their African geography as well.
Trinidad and Tobago isn't in Africa. Let's just confirm
that. If you watch Pointless, you know your African geography.
Oh, what a shout.
What a show.
And you're South American. They like a South American geography question as well.
That might be the next teaser.
Yeah.
Move around the continent, say. Anything else? Or are we signing out?
I'm going home to make a Thai red curry for lunch. I'm absolutely starving.
Signing out without a dance. I'm sorry.
Perfect. What?
Let's see. See if I can make it work again.
You shout to your chef. We're on. Tremendous.
Answers to the teaser on the Facebook page, please.
Oh yeah. Hopefully they were the right way round after the slight little drama at the beginning.
Text, WhatsApp.
Yeah. Hopefully it's recorded as well.
Till next week.